Hello, it's Wednesday, October 22nd, 2014. You're listening to Dreaming Religion. I'm your host, Sanaya Biani. Today we'll be talking with Michelle Garcia, and we'll be talking about her aspirations, her dreams, and what brought her here to Pierce College, and about her spirituality. Okay, Michelle.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing? Thank you for coming.
Okay.
Okay, so let's talk about the higher power in these final hours. Let's get your soul in gear. Okay, now what is your spirituality like? What do you believe in, a higher power?
Like God?
Yes.
I do believe in God. I wouldn't say that I'm very religious, but I believe in him, and religion and God has, I think about that a lot when I make my decisions.
Right, okay, so you believe that it's God that's behind your decisions and what's happening in your life. So have you ever been in a position where you wanted to cry out to him, or you want to know if he's really there?
Well, yes, actually, yeah. There's moments in my life where, you know, I feel I'm down or something, and I feel like I have to look for him or something, but I never really doubt that he's not real. I really believe.
Okay, so did you grow up in a household with or without?
With him.
With him.
Yeah.
So were your parents, did they go to church?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they did it. So did you, so you went to church as a child?
Yes, I did.
So do you believe in God?
Yes,
okay,
I do.
That's good. Okay. So, and you believe he helps you with your decisions, your everyday decisions and everything you do. Okay, so what brings you here to Pierce College? Can you start back from when you were about that high, and tell us about your dreams and your aspirations?
Well, when I was little, I mean, I always knew I was going to go to college. I think that's kind of something that grown-ups always put into our heads when we're little, like, you're going to go to college. And yeah, I don't know exactly what I wanted to do, and I think that's what kind of brought me here to Pierce. It's not something really big, and it's smaller, and I really like that, and I feel like it's making me figure out what I want to do and what I really need for myself as well.
Mm-hmm. So what do you like to do?
I like to help people. I want to be a sign language interpreter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just want... Yes. And I want to help people in as many ways as I can. I found ASL, sign language, in my sophomore year of high school, and I just really liked it. And as a child, I wanted to be a doctor and a nurse, you know, like every other little girl. Mm-hmm. But I found sign language, and I really liked it, and I thought it was another way I can help someone else.
Yeah, that's good. I wanted to be a nurse, too, when I was a kid. And after I grew up, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
But, okay, so are you from California?
I am.
You're from what part of California are you from?
Los Angeles. Well, I'm from the San Fernando Valley, of course.
Okay, so have you ever done any farming?
No.
Never done? Have you ever thought about doing farming?
No.
So
I grew up in Fresno, so I know there's a lot of like farms around there, obviously, and I was always like, I don't know, I'm not going to go out there.
You never wanted to
no.
do or to plant your own trees and get fruit trees? And
well, fruit trees, of course, like your backyard, but never really like a whole acre. I would not want, it's too much.
Well, you know what you can do with it? You can sell it. You can juice things and sell them. Also, have you ever thought about owning your own business?
No, by myself, no. I've always thought of, like, my family making a business, but I'm not a very good, like, salesperson. Mm. So I always, like, no, it's not going to be a good idea for me.
So what type of business have you been thinking of for your family?
Well, I mean, food always sells.
Yes.
A restaurant would be, yeah, my parents like to cook, so I always thought of a restaurant, why not?
Right, food, sales, and what else can you think of that sells good? Clothes.
Oh, of course. Clothes. How could I forget that? Every girl
food,
loves to shop.
Clothes.
Yes, clothes.
And so what else have you been thinking about doing with yourself, with your life? Other than the sign language.
I actually want to be a better Christian.
And that is so great. Oh, I know God loves that. Okay. Okay, so do you study the scriptures? Well, that's how you can start studying the scriptures, getting closer to God. Ask, before when you read it, you just have to ask, pray for understanding of the scriptures, and he will help you.
Thank you for that advice.
You're welcome. He will, and I think maybe the King James Version probably would be the best Bible, I think, to get. And just study it every day. Get into study it for yourself. See, when you study it for yourself, you can't have people just telling you anything because you know it yourself. Okay, so have you ever had or know of anybody to have outer body experiences?
Outer body experiences?
When your spirit comes outside of your body?
No. No, I feel I kind of look away from those. I feel like that's really scary for me.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people do. So, and you've never seen anything like ghosts or anything like that?
No, actually, I have had a lot of people who tell me they see a lot of like paranormal stuff, ghosts, but I'm the one person that never sees anything, and I don't know why.
I don't know why either, but I can guarantee you this. Get deeper and closer to God.
Yeah.
That's all I can tell you. Just get closer to God. And there are a lot of things that happen. Well, I've seen things myself, but I just want. But you, what have some of the things that they told you that they see, people around you?
Well, a lot of people tell me that like spirits, ghosts from people who have passed already. I don't necessarily know what that means or what if
they've seen them. That like the dead come back.
Yeah, or that they've seen a sort of spiritual figure, ghost type like thing, but I'm not so sure what they really mean when they say that.
Things like that, it happens. Stuff have happened to me. I don't know if I could say it. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't right now, but things, I mean, some things, it's called the supernatural.
Yes.
Things happen. Things happen in the spirit realm as well as in the fleshly realm. And to be honest with you, I don't know what I can tell you to do to experience that, but things do happen.
Yeah, I've also had people tell me what they think and believe that the good you can never see it or feel it, or no, the good you can only feel it, but the bad you see it. So I don't want to say anything if it's bad.
Well, I've never heard it said like that, but that's good. That's a good way of putting it. You can feel and probably hear the spirit realm, but you can't see it. It's like it's invisible.
Yeah.
It's something, ain't it?
Yeah.
We have two sides, the spirit side and the fleshly side.
Yeah.
And if mostly you feed your spirit, you will be of the spirit. And most you feed your flesh, you'll be fleshly.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. But, well, let me ask you. What side do you think you feed the most, your spirit or your flesh?
Probably flesh.
Okay, so have you ever heard of fasting?
I have.
Have you ever fasted before?
No.
Okay. Fasting helps you to be more in the spirit.
I should try fasting.
Yes. And with your scriptures, read your scriptures, and get deeper into God, then you will feel the spiritual side. Okay.
Okay.
So, what about your family? You have any brothers and sisters?
I have two older brothers and two older sisters.
And do you think you would like to follow in their footsteps with whatever they're doing in life?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
So, are any of them in college?
One of them graduated from CSUN, and he's a personal trainer. Yes. My brother, but the rest, they've kind of followed their own, made their own ways and their own paths, and I don't necessarily think that's the right way for me. I'm kind of like, I don't know if you've heard, like, when people say that you're street smart or book smart, I'm more of a book smart. I have, like, a schedule, a way of doing things, and my siblings are not like that, so.
So do you think they see things in the supernatural? You think they've seen, like, ghosts and stuff like that?
Yeah, actually, one of my sisters has. She always tells me a lot of stories that she's seeing things or thinks she sees things, or she doesn't know if she's dreaming or not. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely.
Because I think they probably are more of the spirit. When you have knowledge, worldly knowledge, mm-hmm. makes stuff like that happen yeah. to you. And being book smart is different from having worldly knowledge.
Yeah. I agree.
I think so. So I guess it's good. Both of them are good. So I guess you're good. So you have your sister. If you need to know something about that, you can ask her. And yeah. if she needs to know something about the other, she can ask
There you go. We can help each other.
Yeah. Okay. So you said you have how many brothers and sisters again?
Two brothers and two sisters.
Two brothers and two sisters. So are you the youngest?
I am.
Okay. You're the youngest.
Yeah.
Of your siblings. And so they all have gone to school and is doing their own thing.
Yeah.
So you have nieces and nephews?
I do.
So what is your life like with your nieces and nephews?
Oh, I feel like I'm a parent already.
Oh, that's good. So how many children do you want?
Well, let's see. Two.
Two children?
Yeah. The number goes down as I get more nieces and nephews and as I grow up.
Really?
Yeah, it's like I don't want any more.
Oh, you don't want your own ones. You nieces and nephews are not like your children. Trust me, because I have a lot of nieces and nephews too. And before I had my child, but I still wanted my own child, even though they were around. Mm-hmm. And I did have her. Once I did have her, I did find out it's so different okay. to have your own than your nieces and nephews. They will mind you better than your own will. Okay, so let me ask you something else. You said you were born and raised in California.
Yes.
What high school did you attend?
Sylmar High School.
Okay. What did you join any activities like basketball team or anything, swimming, anything like that?
I didn't actually, and that's one of my regrets. And
so you regret?
Yeah.
And why?
Why
do you regret it?
I could have joined something. I could have been a part of something that I liked, or you know, met different people and. I didn't.
So are you doing things different in college since you didn't do that in high school? Are you finding things in college to do, join?
I'm trying to. I always say, yeah, I'm gonna change it or I'm going to try harder. And then when that moment comes, it's like, oh, maybe not. But I am trying, you know. I'm trying to be a part of different things and stuff like that.
And that's good. So you will have no regrets when you leave college.
I know.
Okay. So you will have no regrets when you leave college. And what are some of the things that you have gotten into in this college?
Well, of course, I've tried being part of clubs. I actually want to try softball.
And that's great. Have you thought about swimming?
I have thought about swimming, but I'm not that much of a great swimmer.
Oh, I'll teach you. It's fun.
Really?
I mean, swimming. It's fun.
Oh, okay. That's great. Because, yeah, I have thought about it, actually. It's just like, I don't know if I can swim right.
They teach you.
Okay.
From the beginning to the end. It's fun.
Oh,
it's really fun.
Okay. Definitely.
So it might be one thing you might want. It's fun. And they have different things like dancing, karate, a lot of different stuff.
I want to try dancing and karate too.
You can try a lot of that. I think it's under kinesiology, I think.
All right.
But you can just look into it. It's nice. And, okay, you know how you can do some hard stuff, you know, your hard schooling that you do, like maybe accounting or whatever, mm-hmm. and then they have relaxing classes that you can do.
Yeah.
Like, that's fun.
That is fun. I take a lot of relaxing classes.
Yeah. While you do your hard stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you have any brothers or sisters here with you?
No, I don't.
So, you're the only one because you're the youngest?
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you live around campus? Do you live by yourself or with your family or what?
I don't live around campus, and I live with both my parents and one of my siblings.
Oh, okay. That's great. Okay, so we're running out of time, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course. Thank you. This is a good time.
Okay, you've been listening to Sanaya on Dreaming with Dreaming Dream. You've been listening to Dreaming Religion with Sanaya Biani and our guest,
Michelle Garcia.
Thank you so much for coming. And next we have the Farsi Show. Okay, good. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Much. We got through it. It might not have.